the idea of the tefillah, according to him, it's quite possible that the whole Rabbi
Tarfon, Rabbi Kiva connection just doesn't exist at all. It's just a different perspective on how to read the Gemara. It doesn't really affect our analysis too much. I think the issues are exactly the same, basically. In other words, especially if you take my suggestion, which is that the, in light of Rabbi Yochanan also, except that he does just lacking in that one punchline, the Elamayata part of the sugya, but if the sugya is concerned not technically with whether or not the idea is required and therefore is a sufficient statute to be machalik, but that the sugya is really, really weighing based on whether or not the requirements parallel that of chatas, it's weighing the relationship between asham on one side and chatas and ola on the other, so then the question of yediyah betchila may be critical as well. Go ahead, Daniel. Yeah. So it seems like, again, by inserting that line, that Rabbi Yochanan is telling us that his issue now, in terms of the Gemara, again, the Gemara doesn't mention Rabbi Kiva or Tarfon. Rashi brought it into play, and then the Rishonim followed suit, and then they discussed, and, you know, well, even Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Tarfon, and it's got to be Rabbi Yossi. They're scrambling around to find this this mandama. But again, Rashi is the one who provided the link to Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Tarfon. So it's very possible that Rabbi Yochanan doesn't interpret the sugya that way at all. For him, the issue is yediyah betchila. And of course, the word yediyah betchila can be interpreted either way. In other words, the way Rashi is interpreting the word yediyah betchila, vadai, is yediyah betchila vadai prior to the havas hakarban. As it's a relative tchila. Tchila, relative to the karban. But according to the way the Rebbe Chanan would read the Gemara, it's actually more meduyak, right? The idea of the tchila, meaning the idea that you require before the aveira, is what we're talking about. In any case, that could be, yeah.
Just two questions there, Rebbe Chanan al-Shita. And first of all, he seems to be implying that the halacha is not like the Mandi Amar who says, not like Rav Yeshua, let's say the Nishnish Batayev.
Okay, and why is that so terrible? So you pass like Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Good. And why is that?
Because the Meshmalas of Gemara was it.
Is it?
I mean, we've... Like Munvaz.
No, okay. So Munvaz has two things, and one of them is perfectly acceptable, and the other one is not so acceptable. I'm not sure why that's... Again, you know, we pass in, I mean, the Ralam and the Shulchan Aruch pass in like Rabbi Shmuel. I'm not sure why Rabbeinu Chananel has to pass the like Rav Shmuel. Okay.
Yeah. And also, a second that scene that he made was from Machlokes in Kvisos, which I also...
Just a little louder so people can hear what
I'm saying. Sorry, I wasn't sure which Machlokes he was talking about. It seemed to see there's Machlokes... Hassan Figi is the Amar that had Goyal Shit the Chanukha Bishkada Bali Diyo Betchila, the Bali the Indian Hakas Alma, Machlokas by whether Shifa Chalukah needs to have Yediyah Betchila, though parallel Machlokas for Avishkol and Yochanan and Rishlakish, and who's found any such Machlokas?
Right, I'm saying I agree. That's part of what Daniel's pointing out, though. He's assuming that he seems to be getting that from this sugya, not from the sugya's increases. Because he's interpreting Yediyah Betchila to mean here, not Tchila Kodem HaKarban, but Tchila Kodem HaChet, so therefore it's connected to the issue of Rav Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan and Rishlakish, and he's projecting from there that there is such a machlokas. How he interprets it in terms of the Gemara's increases, I don't think we have enough evidence to really know. Maybe somebody should look. Did you have the other the new edition of the Rebbe Chanan?
No.
Okay, there is one. Yeah. Okay, I'll try to check it over Shabbos. But you're right. I mean, that's all part of the same. That flows from the same problem. I think the least of our problems with the Rebbe Chanan is the fact that he may be operating with Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. But that's, I don't think it's clear in the Gemara one way or another, but we haven't passed in the other way. The other point is that Yona brought to my attention in the last year that, you know, that the in terms of contrasting to the Ra'ah, one should also mention the words of the Ramban. A couple of years ago, when we learned Bab Metzia, we spent some time, a lot of time in this Ramban. Ramban and Daf Gimel and Beis in Bab Metzia, the Gemara there discusses the relationship between Shnayim Eidim and Eid Echad. So the Gemara wants to know, you know, in the cases where you require Piv, where you require Hodah, because there are Kol Shekein, if Hodah works, Eidim works, But there are some situations where Edim don't work and Yidavka require Hodah, and that's what the Gemara is trying to figure out back and forth. So in that context, the famous Ramban, that Elamala Tivshakein Mechaivo Asham, Gemara says, and the Gemara says, Asham Ainu Karban. So the Ramban says, Kashalon, Hare Rabbana Nami, Shnei Edim, B'she'enam makhishin mechayven osa karban. When it comes to regular chatas, so, you know, hodei lev chataso. Right? So, but if two edim testify, and the other fellow, the nidon, doesn't deny the fact, so if there are two edim testifying, basically, and he's silent, that constitutes sufficient ground to mechayven chatas. The afal pikein, says the Ramban, Ein mechayven osa asham, in circumstances similar to that, he would not be chayven asham. De ba'asham vihisvada ksiv. Vahahoda hi ha mechayvaso. This is the famous line of the Ramban. That you need vidui. It's not enough that it be undisputed evidence. Now, if he disputes the evidence in chatas, he won't bring it either. He won't bring karban. But if he doesn't say anything, right, so he doesn't acknowledge and he doesn't deny. But there is edus, so in such a circumstance, that's fine. But the argument of the Ramban is that when it comes to Asham, where the Torah says, not Bahoda Eila, but Vihisvada, Vidui, the Hahuda, hi amechaivaso. Very striking language. Vehech nechaivo below Hoda. Then he adds, Vafilu Yavo Eliyahu, Miyomar, right? Vahalodami klala chilas kelem kiyotsebo. The Mishas Achila Niskayev, meaning when it comes to Chatas, and you eat a piece of Chelev, the Maisaver is Mechayev you. The Eden Gluye Milsa, who? The Kav do. Basically, the Eden, the role of Eden, is, you know, in the area of Raya. Aval Asham, Ein Chiyuvo Klal, Ela Mishas Hoda Shalo, Kedisa Vavakama Bishuos. And then he says that the Rameir, Kav Chomer Shlo, Osa Eden Yosa Mehoda, Bekal Machal, meaning. The Kiddush is that the Edim can create the equivalent of a Hodah, not just the equivalent of a Ohodah, Elav Chatasa. That's the Ramban of a Metziah. So again, what emerges very clearly in the Ramban is that there's a distinction between Asham and Chatas. So again, I've used this in the past to try to explain this same idea, that in Chatas, it's more oriented towards Maisavera, the indications that we spoke of on Tuesday, only one Avera, one Chatas, but you can never replace a Chatas. Chatas can't evolve into something else, right? Even if you end up with more than one Chatas, because one gets lost, and you know you have to replace it, right? There's no going back in Chatas. Chatas zeroes in on the Maisa Avera mitchila v'yad sof. But Asham, it's quite possible that the Maisa Avera is crucial, unlike Ola, where you could argue that the according to some Rishonim, that the Maisa Avera plays no role at all, really. It just basically, you know, it reflects the fact that you have a, you know, a religious persona problem that you have to take care of. But there is no particular Maisa at all. That's not true in Ashram. In Ashram, there is a particular Maisa. There's a particular Maisa that triggers or that reflects your Gavra problem. But there is a particular Maisa. But the point is that that's not enough. It's not the Maisa alone. It's what the Maisa reflects. And therefore, coming to grips with it, which is what the Ramban is saying, namely the vidui, right, the admission, his acknowledgement is important. Even if you have all the gili milsa in the world, and it's undeniable, you might say, well, in chatas, or hodei lev chatasa, it's about yidia. And in ashram, it's about vidui. So it's just interesting that the language that the Ramban uses is similar to the language that the Ra'ah, quoted in the printed Chidush Eran here, uses. Except in the opposite direction, in a way. Right here, the Chidush Eran is explaining that, unlike Tosus, who thinks that the issue of Yediyah is, Yediyah Vadois is a practical question, namely, you do or you don't require Yediyah Vadois, Lemaisa in this case. Why you require it, why you don't require it is irrelevant, but that you require it is what's important. So the Ra'ah says, no, we're interested in the quality of this yediyah, the stature of this yediyah, and it's a din in Asham, not a din in the particular case, because it's all about the contrast between Chatas and Asham, because in Chatas, the Maisa Avera, is not what's Koveya, it's the yediyah. But in Asham, it's the Maisa Aveira. So in a way, it looks like the formulations are opposite. The formulation of the Ramban and the formulation of the Ra'ah. Again, when it comes to the Ramban is saying, in Chatas, it's about the Maisa Aveira, and the Eidus is Gilui Milsa V'Almo. And when it comes to Asham, the Vidui is what's important. And when it comes to a Hodel of Chataso, essentially the Ra'ah is saying the opposite. In Chatas, it's about the idea, and in the case of Asham, it's about the Maisa Aveira. Okay. What they both have in common, of course, is that they're making fundamental distinction between Chatas and Asham. But upon further glance, it really isn't a steer at all. It just depends what you're emphasizing, you know, what your starting point and what your concluding point is. Because we're not talking about the same thing. In the case of Chatas, we're talking about Ohoda Elav Chataso. Right? We're talking about Yediya. And in the case of Asham, we're talking not about Yediya, but about Hoda, about Vidui. That's the point. So the point is that even though it sounds opposite, it really isn't opposite at all. In a sense, the requirement of Yediya is critical to Chatos as an extension of the Ma'is Aveira in a way. But you have to know the Pratim of the Ma'is Aveira. It's not enough that you do the Ma'is Aveira, it's your Yediya of your toes of having done the Ma'is Aveira that is part of the Machayit. That's what the Ra'ah is saying in such a powerful way. Whereas in Asham, the Yediya element of it isn't so critical. But the point is that as a prerequisite for the ultimate korban of Asham, while the Yediya may be less important, and therefore you could perhaps have a Yediya misafek, the point is that at some point there has to be a vidui. And if it's not something that he will, you know, psychologically admit to, then that's ma'akev the korban, even if there is a Yediya. We're talking about two different points. And therefore I think there are two different formulations here. But the common denominator is more important than both. And that is that in Chatas, it's the idea, the pratim of the Maisa Veira, whereas in Asham, it's more attitudinal, it's more a question of the impact of knowing about the Maisa Veira and what it says about you as a person, the vidui, that is crucial. Okay, so that's important. Then finally, there are many other issues also that distinguish Ola and Chatas and Asham. Again, I just wanted to speak for about half an hour about it the other day, and we're not going to speak more about it now, but of course there are many, many, many other indications that these three levels really do exist, or there's equal evidence that there are many Rishonim who blur it in many ways, between Asham and Chatas, between Asham and Ola, between even Ola and Chatas. I mentioned even the Ramban al Torah, his first suggestion, which is, maybe we should look for other chiyuvei, misa bidei shamayim, other things that are very, very parallel to Chatas. And as I say, Rashi in Zvachim, he says, the bala chet or bala ratzos means al dvarim gedolim as opposed to dvarim katat. In other words, there's equal evidence that the distinctions are quantitative or technical, and they're not really different to mechayvim or different mechaprim. But that has to be analyzed more fully in its context. Then finally, we should mention three other things, and that is, number one, the Psak of the Rambam, which I'm not going to go into very much now, but the Rambam again challenges our understanding of the Sugya. Right? He did it in the Gerira issue, then he did it again in Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. I'm sorry, Abai and Rava. He did it in Abai and Rava. He did it in Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. In Yedios, Shabbosof, Lachalek. And once again, when it comes to Asham Shukra Harufa, the Rambam doesn't follow the expected pattern. Because the Rambam, as the Ritva, the real Ritva in this case, points out, again, it seems like the Rambam is Mizake, Shtara, Lebei Trey. On the one hand, the Rambam paskins that Asham requires a Yedia, Badois. The Rambam also paskins like Rabbi Yochanan, as we noted, right? That Yediya is Mechalek. Yediya Lebesof is Mechalek. And yet, the Rambam does not follow the conclusion of the Gemara, which is that if that were to be true, then an Asham Shivcha Charufa would have to be brought separately if there indeed was a Yediya Benatai. The Rambam in Perek Tes
Did I bring it or not?
No. But if you haven't already had it, Kark Tessalaka Hay, in Struggles. So, go ahead. Excellent. So to make that the second half, the halacha simcha is just the halacha of Guf Mechlokin. So that we know. Okay, that's the sugya that we discussed already. But the first half basically says that Ben Zadon, Ben Shkaga, even though Yedios are Mechalkos, they're not Mechalkos in Shifcha Chavrufa. So that, of course, puzzles all the, if you see it there, you'll see. The Nosa Kalim have spill much ink. Again, they're really working overtime to explain Shitas HaRambam, and it's puzzling. Some of the Achronim suggest, well, the Rambam understood that the Sugya and Shabbos and Sugya and Krisos, which doesn't make this kind of qualification, are really arguing with each other. Sugya and Daftes and Krisos, and the Rambam just holds that the Sugya and Krisos, Daftes, is normative. Right? I think that's what the Lecha Mishnah. I might be confusing who says what, but I think that's what the Lecha Mishnah concludes. Okay, we understand that. The truth is that even if you were to say that Yesh Yediya, that Yediya is significant in Hashamos, but it is still not obvious at all that it's going to be Mechalek. Right? You always have to contend with the problem, and maybe that's what the Rambam is emphasizing. Namely, which problem? Simcha. You always have to contend with one point. Correct. You're about to say. Go ahead. Even if you give stature to the Yediyah, which is what the Gemara seems to be told of all things, there's still a problem. And that doesn't work here because. Here in Shiva Krupa because. Exactly. In other words, and the Rambam really emphasizes. I mean, of course, the Mishnah and the Gemara emphasize it, but the Rambam, again, the way you just read it before, you notice he adds it even more than the Mishnah and Gemara, and it's like it's almost as if he's answering his critics by saying, what? It doesn't matter because you're chayv because of Shogi Kazado. Meaning it's almost, so good, as much stature as you want to give to this Yediya, but the fact is, it's not lo gara mi mezid. That's what Rambam is really saying. Right? Lo gara mi mezid, and once you say shogeg is kemezid, it's really hard to say what the Gemara says. So it could be that that's how the Rambam understood that the Gemara that's the emphasis of the sugya increases. The truth is that the Gemara here doesn't mention anything about the mezid of shogeg. Rashi again, and Rabbeinu Hanan will bring in all these factors, but the pashtus, the Gemara almost ignores it here. Right, so the Rambam saying, I like the Gemara and Shabbos, I understand it very well, but at the end of the day, the emphasis of the Gemara and Krisos wins out. Okay, so that could be, or another possibility. That is maybe the Rambam hears Lashitaso. Again, you have all these anomalies; it's hard to know which one came first. But is it a coincidence? Right, as we know that the Rambam. May, depending on the interpretation that you accept, have a diluted view, simcha, of another factor. But the two factors that go into this psaka, the Gemara Gemara, is number one, that Yediya Vadois is required. The Ram does pask in that way, correct? Mm-hmm. You read that part also, because he says that earlier, right? No, in Paraktes. Do you know? I don't think so. Yeah. I mean, it's because you need the Diyavadas, correct? Yeah. So that Pascha is like. But what's the second ingredient that you need in our Sugya? You also need to Pascha in like Rav Yochanan.
Right.
That your Dios are Mechalik. Correct?
Yeah.
That's again, the Gemara said it, we never ended up reading those last two lines of the Gemara. But the Gemara says, Hakol Modim B'Shivcha Charufa, and Hakol Modim, and then there's Machlokas. Machlokas is the dependent upon Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, right? So the Ram passes like Rabbi Yochanan. Good. What does he pass like Rabbi Yochanan in Perek Vav, the Chishkagos, right? Except that we know better. We don't really know better, but we know more. Okay. In other words, what do we know, Shlomo? I mean, in this case, it's not so much a diluted yediyah, mechalkos, anyway. He does have a diluted grera too. So we basically know that there are three psakim of the Rambam in this sugya, each of which is problematic in terms of kliyas of the Gemara. Number one, the Gemara says that Abaye and Rava's grera is the same as the three zaysi Caleb grera, right? And the Rambam defied the simple reading of the sugya on that. That's what you're talking about. Then, in addition to that, the Rambam defied the simple psak of Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish because even though he passed with like Rabbi Yochanan, but in the three zaysi Caleb case, he continues to cling to the idea that even though there's no grera, simcha, but the first and second, and that seems to defy Rabbi Yochanan. Depending on how you understand it, that's what we discussed, the Mabit, the Marib Rav, the Kesef Mishnah, and then comes this third psak, which is that if you hold, like Rabbi Yochanan, and you hold that Yesh Yediyah Badois Mitchila, then you should paskin Chiluk Chatos in Shivcha Charufa. That's the third psak. So the point is, why should we ignore, when we're dealing with the difficulty of the third psak, should we ignore the difficulty of the second psak? Meaning, if he dilutes the Rabbi Yochanan to some extent, which he depends on which of the Mepharshim you accept, right? But certainly according to the Kesef Mishnah, let's say, there's some sort of a dilution in Rabbi Yochanan, right? It's not true that Yediyos is always Mechalik. Maybe two different Yediyos, are Mechalik from each other, but Yediyah per se is not Mechalik. Or some other answer that you want to give to Mechalik in these cases, that isn't just based on the... Again, if you hold like the Marib Rav, and you hold like the Mabit, namely that the cases are... Kzai Zechilas Pras or Chetza Achas and so on. Maybe those distinctions are irrelevant to Perek Tes or Chishkagos. But certainly, if you hold like the Kesef Mishnah or something else like it, we suggested another possibility. Maybe he believes that Abaye and Rava really argue with Rabbi Yochanan. And then the issue of Grera comes into play, right? Namely, there are exceptions. So once you accept something like that, so even though Yediyah is, let's say, Mechalek, but it's not necessarily Mechayev, right?
Maybe Korban, which Rashi needs to be Mechalek between
Yeah, Yod. Exactly. So once that's true, so then the as I said many, many times, when you multiply, when you anomalies, you sometimes get a solution. In the best of all worlds, you multiply the anomaly, look at all the anomalies together and it turns out to be one fully integrated sheet, and you can totally understand every piece of it. I don't know whether we have that here. But the point is at least that the difficulties in Perek Vav enlighten us as to the possible reason for the discrepancy in Perek Tes. Instead of saying, now you can work that in with the Lechem Mishnah idea too, instead of saying, oh, there's Machlokes between the Sugya and Krisis and the Sugya and Shabbos, another way to say it would be that the Sugya and Shabbos only makes sense if you hold that Yedios are mechaivos. That's your position on Rabbi Yochanan, not just mechalkos. But for whatever the reason, the Rambam, for other reasons, concluded that it's not so. That Abaye Barava attenuate Rabbi Yochanan. So if that's true, so Yediyos are still mechalkos, but they're not mechaivos. And anything less than Yediyos mechaivos may be insufficient to break up Shivcha Charufa. After all, it is Mezik Ashogeg. Or Shoge Kameza, or Mezik Shoge, right? So the point is that the other difficulties in the Rambam may really be a source of the solution here, not just an additional aspect of the problem. Now, I think that maybe, I'm not sure, there's like a cryptic Or Sameach in Perek Vav, Hilchos, Shkagos, that alludes to the problem, and I think also tries to connect the Abaye and Rava and the Rambam's Psak and Perek Vav with Rambam's Psak and Perek Tes. It's just not very expansive, and it's not very clear to me what he's getting at. But maybe it's something along these lines. Okay. In light of the issue of the Rambam, the other thing to look at in terms of this relationship between Zadon and Shkaga is one other issue, and that is, are there two tracks in Shifcha Charupa? When we say that you're chayiv for Zadon and you're chayiv for Shkaga, so are we saying that Halama is meaningless? Or are we saying that there are two ways to be chayiv for Shifcha Charupa? One is through Nezid and one is through Shogeg. Through Nezid, you're mechayiv through the Ma'is Aveira. And through Shogeg, is it still possible that there's some element of Yedios or Halamos? That's when the Gemara says that you're chayiv for both. It doesn't mean that halamos are relevant, you know, the mezid is made on the shogeg, but on the contrary, it just means that there are two perspectives, two themes in Shifcha Charupa. I think that's, again, what Tosas is struggling with a little bit. Here on Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, right on the Elamiyata issue, Tosas seems to be rejecting that. Right, Mask Rav Nun, Elamiyata, Tema, my parich, right, and so on. So this assumption that there, that you know, you can be made from on the shogeg from the mezid, which I think is also implicit in the extra emphasis of the Rambam, is also open to discussion at least. Just because something is shogeg kemezid doesn't mean it's the same halacha. In theory, it could be that in one case you have mezid, therefore the Ma'is Aveira dictates, and in the other case you still operate on the basis of Halamos, because the Aveira is less of an Aveira because of, or less of a Mechayiv directly because of the fact that it's Nasa B'Shogeg, especially if you take the view that in general when it comes to Karbanos that it isn't just the Ma'is Aveira but it's the Shkaga HaMidiyah Solidei Aveira which really is important. So then we might say that, you know, that the Mechayivim of Mezid and Shogeg are really quite different. All we're being told in Shifcha Charupa is that there are two ways to be chayiv a korban. One through the medium of mezid, ma'is aveira, and the other one through shkaga. But then, some of the rules of shkaga might be retained in Shifcha Charupa as well. Either still the concept in Shifcha Charupa of chayiv achas al harbi aveiros. Okay, that's still something to contend with. But at least, you know, the idea of halama being significant in some way, or at least as a mechalik of ma'isim that aren't defined in terms of ma'is aveir alone, is something to consider. Yeah.
Those Rashi's makes that thought that mezid is obviously using a different
track. I think it's a Rashi I may have in mind. Correct.
Yeah. Rabbi Hananel entertains it sad that if you're both there, shifcha shogeg and then mezid, you're chayiv only one.
Right. Again, he's assuming everything is the same. But of course, what I'm suggesting that there really are two tracks, and I think Yaakov's right. I think that's what Rashi is trying to emphasize also. Again, Tosas denies it. I think the Rambam denies it. But if you hold like Rashi, maybe you would disagree with that as well. Yeah, but that even if you're only chayiv once for every shkaga, once for every mezid, but maybe you can be chayiv once for mezid and once for shogeg. That's possible. Yeah. I think this goes back to what we were saying the other day about, let's say, for the Kesef Mishnah, for example, who says that you need both Yedios to be Mechalik. Right, so if we're talking about Mechaivos, that doesn't make so much sense, because as long as you have, if you need the Yediyah to be Mechayiv, and the Yediyah is Mechayiv you, you know, separately, then clearly, if you have one yediyah and neutral on the other, that should be every much yediyos mechalek or mechayev as the other. But if the point is that you need both, of course, let's take the Kesef Mishnah, but I don't think it's the only model. If the yediyos are mechalkos even after the fact, but they're not still part of the mechayev, it's not that this illumination, this revelation of, you know, what you've done wrong is the Mechayiv of the Karban. We don't go that far. Right? We're just saying that even a Yediyah La'achar Amaisa is still relevant in terms of putting many Averos that are separate but are still within, you know, one Halama together under one Karban. So So if you say that, then it's quite possible to say that, well, there's strong reason to be Mitzarif then, because we're Mitzarifing them even though they're different Pu'ulos, or different Maisa, right? So a idea of one that still doesn't contrast to the idea of the other isn't enough to break them up. It's only when you have two Yedios that you'll say Mahalkos. That would be the explanation of the Kesed Mishnah. And once you say that, so you're diluting a little bit the idea, the role of idea, and so the Shifcha Charufa, that may be crucial. That's a suggestion. Again, let's understand that the Rambams that we're dealing with, every one is more difficult than the other. So it's really, sometimes you just have to step back and see, is there, that's what I mean about the multiplying anomalies theory, so is there a pattern in the way that the Rambam is learning the sugyas, and is there like, you know, a domino effect? Because he, you know, is convinced of one particular point based on another sugya, whatever. So that, you know, that causes a reassessment of all these relationships. That's really what we're suggesting in one way or another. And then finally, just to note the comment of Rabbi Kivager, which I think is closely connected to all of this also. Ephraim, what is the comment of Rabbi Kivager in the Gemara Shas? Alatar, did you see it? Okay, you didn't see it. So, Moshe?
When it comes to the pathos,
right,
you shouldn't say if I
this one you don't talk about, right? The one in Tosis. The large Tosis de Maskol Boa.
Oh, that one. Oh.
Yeah.
All right, here's his kill by you.
He just makes a certain leap, which again maybe makes sense, but it's certainly not beyond question, and it would be important to light of other things that we've been discussing.
And even if he's fully found with execution.
Yeah.
He says that even if there's a yediyah.
Even if you say that you don't need a yediyah vadois, put it this way: if you say you don't need a yediyah vadois, you can get away with yediyahs safek. Does that also, on a particular Aveira, although you didn't have Aveira, right? And you're not sure whether you did it or not. So you're, again, you're Mafresh, a Karban, Misafek. And then the question is whether that Karban works, even though you didn't have Yediyah, Lifnei Hafrashas, a Karban, correct? Or maybe even Lifnei Kafaras, a Karban. So that's the discussion in the Gemara, according to Moshe Rishon, maybe not according to Ben Hanan, but according to Moshe Rishon, correct? So the Gilead Hashah says, if you hold that that works, then you should also hold something else, namely?
It should cover,
correct.
Cover even
other Averas,
which come after your efforts.
Whose Yediya is after your Kapara. He doesn't say that come after the Afrasha. He doesn't say that are done after the Afrasha. But whose Yediya, at least. Right. Now, there's let's say I do one single Aveira, right? Not such a bad fellow, I do one Aveira, okay? And then I bring a Karban Misafek. That's the Gemara's question, whether Yesh Tzorich Yediyah Vadois or not, correct? So let's say we paskin that the Karban that I bought on the Safek works for me for the single Aveira that I did. So is it obvious, therefore, that if I did 100 Aveiros, right? No longer such a sterling fellow. I did 100 Aveiros. And now I know about one of them, and I bring a Karban. That the Karban that I bring will work for the other 99? Correct? That's what he discusses or not? Moshe. Let me read it quickly. His comment on Tosis' line, right? It also says, well, it seems obvious that, you know...
It's how Kevan came to Lubai Yudhi at Fila. A Fila Kifar Kodem Shinoda Fidala Lashniros. Mimela Kula Miskavar Mima. Kevan Mekhafer Bilo Yudhi.
Yeah. Since this is the leap that he's taking, which is a sensible leap, but it's not Mukhra. That's all I want to point out. If you can be Miskaper on a single Aveira, Misafek, then you can also be Mitzarev other Averos to your single Kapara, which you really find out about, as well. Keep going.
So
Ein tzarich idiyah b'tchila for a single chet also means, according to Rabbi Kiveger, that that yediyah, when you do have a yediyah about any chet that you bring a carbon for, that yediyah is not going to be mechalek in terms of other aveiros. And he says, on that basis, I can also answer Tosis's question. What did Tosis ask? Lemaisa, every case of shivcha charufa needs a yediyah vadois, because since there's no asham kalui, so you don't have the mimana shachar the safek. That's what Tosis originally asked, and Tosis gave the answer about shlamim, right? But before Tosis gave the shlamim answer, Tosis asked that question. Tosis said, there's no safek here. So Rabbi Kiveger says, I think there could be a case of safek. True, you're needing a yediyah vadois, but you only need a yediyah vadois for the, in order to bring the single, in shivcha charufa, in order to bring a single, a korban for a single aveira. But let's say the other, what about the other 99 aveiras that you did kodem ha-krava? But you have no yediyah on them, so there we want you to be yotzei misafek. If in Asham generally you can get away with yediyah misafek, then you should also be able to get away with being mitzaref other aveiros afal pi shehay yediyah. It's afal pi she'ein yediyah. Right? Is that what he's saying, or am I reading it wrong? Go ahead. A long piece. Which is Vadai. Aye, but we're looking for a case of Safek. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Oh. Meaning the one requires a Yediyah Tchila because you don't have the mechanism of Ashum Talui. But as for the rest of them, they're Misafek, they're Niskafek Misafek. So that answered Tosus's question. But Tosus didn't like that answer, obviously. Tosus felt that they had to give a very big Kiddush answer, namely, that you can be Masna and Shlamim, even though it's maybe Kachim Lebes Apsul. So it seems like Tosus, Rabbi Kiveger's Ha'ara is a fascinating Ha'ara. It does answer Tosus's question, right? But it probably seems like Tosus doesn't agree. So what would be the logic not to agree? The answer is a tremendous leap in Rabbi Kiveger. Again, a logical leap, but a leap nonetheless. Just because I say that you don't require a yediyah mitchila before being mechayiv, a korban on a single ma'isa aveira, doesn't mean that the yediyah that I do have, the yediyah badais that I do have, is not going to split away the other karbanos. You can have a yediyah misafek on the single aveira, but if you're talking about being mitzaref, other separate ma'isa aveiras, so basically maybe it depends exactly on that issue. It's hard to know. In other words, Rabbi Kiveger seems to be playing down the distinction to the other aveira. Maybe he thinks that the very fact that we are mitzaref, lekarban echad, shows that al pi din we consider this to be one continuous series of ma'isa, one ma'isa aveira, repeated again and again and again and again and again. Well, if that's the case, then basically he's probably right. Namely, there's no real difference as long as yediyah b'safek works. So yediyah b'safek works. If yediyah b'safek works on a single aveira, right? So then the yediyah b'safek works on the extension of that aveira, which remains b'safek even though there's a vadai on the first half. I do on one quarter of the aveira. I don't mean literal. I'm not talking about chatzis shir. Each one is a shir shalom. On the first ma'isa bia, as opposed to the other four, the first of the four repeated performances, I have I had a yediyah b'safek. It would work. So now I have a yediyah b'vadai in the first. But on the other three, which is the same ma'isa aveira, it's b'safek. So of course it works. That's what Rabbi Kiveger could be saying. But when we say that you're in shivcha charufa, it's enough to be mechayev one carbon on many aveiras, but say we don't mean that it's all considered one ma'isa aveira in shivcha charufa. What we really mean is it's a special halakha that you can be betzarev different maisaveras into karmanaka. The rules of tziruv, this is one of the issues we've been discussing all throughout. One of the possible ways of explaining machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, as we said. Right? When you do, and that's certainly the issue in, you know, Rabbi Eliezer and so on increases its, right? Ochel shtei zeisecheilev ve'helamechad. Is it two aveiras and it's tziruv? Or is it one aveira and it's repeat performance? Or it's ribui shiurim? That's part of the issue. I'm saying, if we take the view that in Shivka Harupa, it's not that it's viewed as one aveira repeatedly, but it's, you know, like it says, you know, Yechayev Karbanechad al harbi aveiros. So then it's very possible to say that just because a Yudia Safek on a particular Aveira works, that doesn't mean that a Yudia Vadois on one Aveira doesn't separate the other Aveiras. Two different issues. So Tosis will say Rabbi Kinegar is wrong. Okay. Let's move on to the next topic. I don't want to get more involved in this. I would like to get more involved in it, but we shouldn't. Okay. So let's read the next Gemara quickly.